It's slightly stained and stinks of stale cigarettes. Let's spend some quality time in the musical chair with the greatest years in music.
Joe Camilleri is one of Australia's most enduring musical figures. Throughout the late 70s and early 80s, Jojo Zepp's reggae R&B fusion yielded four top 40 singles. Since 1984, the Black Sorrows have amassed six ARIA top 20 albums and five top 40 singles, including Harley and Rose and Chain to the Wheel. But fronting these two Australian bands over the last 40 years only begins to tell the story of the career of Joe Camilleri. Not bad for a migrant from Malta who just wanted to write some songs and play his beloved saxophone. Joe Camilleri, welcome to the musical chair.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Joe, whenever the name Joe Camilleri comes up in conversation with musicians, the thing I hear most over the years is, he's a musician's musician. I wouldn't have a clue what that means, Joe, but I hear it a lot.
Oh, well, that's very nice. You know, I don't know, I only know one note. It's an honour to wear that badge. I love music. It was always my salvation. I'm the weakest link in many different things that I've been associated with. That's what I love to do, apart from hanging out with my family and kids and making new babies. And I love babies. My life is filled with those two things.
Joe, I think it was Stephen Cummings who told me once, music and women are the two great passions of Joe Camilleri. Anything else that interests you these days, Joe?
No, that boy. You know, when we were young men, that's what you would be doing, really. The older I get, the more I love to play, because it becomes your daily bread, if you know what I mean. There's a reason for going out on a Thursday night, on a wet Wednesday, or a Saturday night where you think, oh, look, I've had a gutful. I think I might just sit there and watch Collingwood get thrashed.
So who's in the greatest years in music musical chair tonight?
That'd be a bloke by the name of Joe Camilleri. Joe, in the 70s and 80s, it was pretty standard for you to start your live gigs at midnight, 1 a.m, maybe even later. Do you still enjoy the late slot these days, mate?
Well, only if I'm employed. As you age, you know, your audience age with you. And they've got kids. And I'm dumbfounded by the fact that we can't do a show at 8 o'clock at night, because I figure people coming home from work, they'll go and see a show and the night is still young.
Yeah.
But if you're playing at the track, the headline spot is at 11:30.
So these things that I've heard in recent years about you politely telling one or two certain promoters what they can do with their late slots.
Who have you been talking to? You know, there were times in the 70s that I'd do three shows
a
night.
Right.
And the third show, you'd be in your pyjamas and it's 2 a.m.
Yeah. It has been a beautiful career, but any regrets along the way, anything you wish you could go back and do differently?
Miles Davis said it best, if you play a wrong note, play it again, and people believe that it's the right note.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things that I did as an angry young man with his pants on back to front, wearing a pineapple haircut. Daryl Hall wanted to sing with me at Madam Wong's in San Francisco, being an angry young man and saying, I'll never sing the same song twice on the same night. And he wanted to sing I Need Your Lovin', and I refused entry. And, you know, I certainly regretted that as a musician, because he's a great white soul singer and he really liked what we were about. I certainly regret that.
Yeah. Is there anything that you feel you're yet to achieve that you really want before it's all said and done?
And I've had lots of triple gold platinum records and all of that nonsense, you know. But have I made a record that I believe that I'm worthy of making? I like to think not. What keeps me going? The fact that I think not. I would love to do that.
Joe Camilleri, thanks for joining me on the musical chair.
Thank you very much.